Proclamation number 8825, dated the July 4th, 1964. Addition to Yogi, message. It is inconceivable to you that a being of light embedded on Earth might not be able to fulfill a mission for which it lived on Earth. Every being has its own free will, which I do not compel by any means. And thus, the being of light will also be able to study the doctrines of its religion, even if they vastly contradict the truth, which it receives through its own illumination, although it is by no means forced to accept these insights. The being of light came to Earth as a human being, and as a human being it has to struggle with existing misguided teachings too, which it could certainly recognize as such. But its free will has to be respected if it refuses to do so. For precisely because these humans are highly educated, because they even know the mysteries of creation but believe that they had acquired their knowledge themselves, they feel entitled to indisputable acknowledgement by those who want to be instructed by them. However, since they represent a completely different school of thought which rejects the belief in Jesus Christ, it is not unusual for these beings of light to fail on this specific point. They can indeed initiate their students into everything they accept themselves, but they do not fulfill the task of proclaiming Jesus Christ's act of salvation, apart from a few who completely detach themselves from their school of thought and through inner experiences then receive the grace to become completely convinced of Jesus' divinity. The earthly progress of those beings of light did not result in ultimate perfection. Nevertheless, a being of light cannot fall again, but it can offer to repeat the earthly path time and again. In addition, incarnated beings of light on Earth are without past memory, thus they believe themselves to be on Earth for the first time, or they accept a repeated embodiment as consequence of their religion, which may well be justified, but they adamantly reject the thought of salvation. They believe in self-redemption through their own will and own strength. This attitude prevents them from speaking on behalf of Jesus Christ and my human manifestation in Him. However, their will is free, and with it the spiritual knowledge they pass on, and, since it encourages the human being's own effort as well as his self-denial, his struggle against himself, it can also be beneficial, but it ignores the most important problem, the redemption through Jesus Christ. Nevertheless, there is a danger that people with knowledge of Jesus Christ adopt their ideas, that they sacrifice their own knowledge in favor of mentors from other countries, that they forfeit what they owned, that they even allow themselves to be instructed by spirit guides who passed over into the beyond in ignorance. For even in the beyond their will remains free as long as they inwardly reject the thought that Jesus occupied a special position, that He sheltered me myself within Himself. But this happens very seldom, since the beings of light rather quickly gain the true knowledge. However, anyone who makes himself known as an ascended master is merely using this name to deceive you, because I will only instruct you through the spirit which conveys purest truth to you. Teachers who instruct you on my behalf are not authorized by me to impart their names to you. The others, however, only pass on their knowledge to people in a state without willpower, in a state of mediumship, which does not offer any guarantee that you are controlled by good spirits. Time and again your attention is drawn to the fact that only my spirit teaches the truth and that it will not let you go astray, and the evidence for this is Jesus' act of salvation and my human manifestation in Him. Only that is your guarantee for truth. Therefore I caution you against accepting information from those who undeniably have utmost intellectual knowledge and can enlighten you about mysteries of creation, if they do not have knowledge about Jesus and his act of salvation. Then you, who had knowledge and surrendered it on their account, will regress. They are too absorbed in their religion, but their will is free, and I do not force them either, although they descended to earth for a purpose of a mission, to spread the truth. However, they will discover this truth as soon as they pass away from this earth, and then they will also be able to convey it from above. Amen.